at ribblefm.com and throughout the Ribble Valley on 106.7 FM, your local station, Ribble FM News.
The Prime Minister has said that the government continues to monitor the number of cases of coronavirus in the UK. It follows calls for the 2 metre social distancing rule to be amended. Boris Johnson was speaking at yesterday's Downing Street briefing.
I want to see, and we're working with the scientists, to work out a moment when the numbers are down so far that we can really say that the 2 metre rule is no longer necessary. So what I can tell you is that we're doing a review right now, we're keeping it under review.
From today, single adults in England are able to spend time in one other household as part of a support bubble. It'll apply to adults living alone or single parents living with children under the age of 18. It'll give some people the opportunity to spend time with selected family or friends for the first time in almost 3 months. After zoos, safari parks and non-essential retailers were given the go-ahead to reopen from Monday, pubs, bars and restaurants remain closed. The government reckons it could be July the 4th at the earliest before a decision is made. Lord Shirley is a pub owner on Merseyside and says it could be earlier if social distancing rules were changed.
One of the big things that they need to look at first is the 2 metre social distancing, reducing it to one will help massively. And I think it's happening in most of the places around Europe anyway. But I don't know why they're not already looking into doing that, so that people can start measuring up and seeing what the capacities are going to be able to be like.
London Mayor Sadiq Khan has defended the decision to board up the statue of Winston Churchill in Parliament Square and other monuments in the capital. Mr. Khan said there were concerns that the statues could become a flashpoint for violence if rival protesters converged on them. And the Queen's official birthday has been marked with a brief but poignant ceremonial tribute from the military, executed with precision despite social distancing. Soldiers from the Welsh Guard staged the unique event in the grounds of Windsor Castle as the head of state made her first official public appearance since the lockdown was imposed. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Matt Cain.
It's time for some truth. Time to settle once and for all that nagging doubt about whether you've been missold. If you've lost money on a stocks and shares ISA or investment bonds sold by a bank as a claims management company, Goodwin Barrett could get to the truth and deliver you compensation. You could do all this yourself and refer to the Financial Ombudsman for free, but there are so many other things you may want to do with your time. So text LOST to 78900. That's LOST to 78900. Time for some truth.
Ribble FM weather.
Sponsored by Together Homes, offering quality affordable homes for rent and sale in the northwest.
Outbreaks of rain will move northwards across most parts. It will feel cool under grey skies in some areas. Warm sunshine elsewhere, but showers will break out with highs today of 18 Celsius.
Welcome back to Something for the Weekend here on Ribble FM. You've got me, Nikki, and...
Rowena.
We're here with you right the way through until 1pm. And we're going to bring you the next tune, which is We Know Speak Americano by Yolanda Be Cool, which you can probably hear in the background. But I'm playing it because I absolutely adore it from the video, from the film, The Inbetweeners. And Rowena's never seen.
I've never watched.
And I'm just going to go and teach her the dance. So I'll see you after this.
Americano.
That one, absolutely love it.
I got a little bit of a boogie.
Yeah,
I must admit,
a little bit of a boogie. Yeah. So you, because I was just talking about a radio show that I'd done in the past, which was about the spoken word, about plays and dramas and things like that. And I'd included that song because it says we no speak. And you said, "Oh, I don't like spoken word, the spoken word songs."
No, so it's specifically when there's a song that someone's singing along really, really nicely. Then randomly in the middle of it, they start talking.
Right.
And it just, it makes no sense to me. I've never liked it. They did it quite a lot in sort of the 60s, you know, and a lot of the stuff my dad had listened to.
So, I've just queued up a song whilst we've been talking. You're going to hate it, maybe.
Kill.
But
not kill, but.
But it's the Everybody's Free to Wear Sunscreen by Baz Luhrmann.
Right.
Now, Baz Luhrmann did the Red Curtain Trilogy, which was Moulin Rouge, the Strictly Dancing, not Strictly Come Dancing, what's it called? Strictly Ballroom.
Strictly Ballroom, similar.
And the other one, whichever one that one was, right? Yeah. There's three films he did called The Red Curtain. Romeo and Juliet, that was the other one. But he had this song out called Everyone's Free to Wear Sunscreen, and it's just him talking over the top of it. But, right, there's a whole story behind it, and it had a celebration last year because it was 20 years old last year, right. And it starts off advice like youth is probably just wasted on the young, and it's so in depth people were playing it at leavers assemblies across the world, literally. You're gonna listen to it and then we'll come back.
Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 99, wear sunscreen. If I could offer you only one tip for the future, sunscreen would be it. The long-term benefits of sunscreen have been proved by scientists, whereas the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own meandering experience. I will dispense this advice now. Enjoy the power and beauty of your youth. Oh, never mind. You will not understand the power and beauty of your youth until they've faded. But trust me, in 20 years, you'll look back at photos of yourself and recall in a way you can't grasp now how much possibility lay before you and how fabulous you really looked. You are not as fat as you imagine. Don't worry about the future, or worry, but know that worrying is as effective as trying to solve an algebra equation by chewing bubblegum. The real troubles in your life are apt to be things that never crossed your worried mind, the kind that blindsides you at 4 p.m.
Right, so that song is about five minutes long.
It's not a song.
Just put it on in the background. It is a song.
It is not a song. It is a monologue.
Well, it is, but it's got, I know, but it's...
It's a monologue, it's not spoken. A song.
It's spoken, so...
So it's not sung.
I'm just going to play it in the background whilst
there's,
we have a little
chat. The essence of what I'm saying, right? It's not a song, because it's not sung.
So what is this spoken song thing that you...
What was the one that the guy from Star Trek did?
Oh, what? Right. Yeah, I know who you're on about now. I can't think what it is. William Shatner.
William Shatner, when he did that awful version of that song where he just spoke it.
Oh, I see. Right. So not like this.
No, this is something different.
So he just spoke the words to the song.
To the song.
Right.
And like, because you've caught me on the hop here. I can't think
Well,
of the
thank
life
you.
Of me.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah. I can't think, but I just remember there are some songs where, in the middle of it, when a child is born, suddenly does it. You know, somewhere, somehow.
That's Johnny Mathis' version, is it? Not the Boney M version.
Not the Boney M version. But randomly, it's been doing this wonderful, you know, when a child is born, something goes, one day. So it makes no sense.
So you're not you're quite okay for me to have this one on
as a monologue.
As a monologue.
But not as a song.
Right, because it does have backing to it. And it's like, I think it's like Everybody's Free. There is a song called Everybody's Free to Wear Sunscreen.
Yeah.
Everybody's Free to Feel Good.
To Feel Good.
By Rosala.
Yeah.
And some of it is in the background to this. But I just think...
But it's just a monologue to music. It is not a song.
It's a song.
I know. I've probably said, you know me, I'm always controversial. This is not a song.
Oh, but I really do like this. Though, because I think it's just... And we don't normally talk over songs, but it's a 5-minute song, and we were going to have a bit of a chit chat at this point of the show anyway.
And that's all he's doing is chit chatting.
No, it's not. It's deep and meaningful advice, yeah. Because it says the advice, like youth, is wasted on the young, and you're not
that's
as fat
profound.
As you're not as fat as you think you are.
No, I'm fatter. I've got mirrors in my house.
But I just think this was played played at Leavers Assemblies in 1999 especially, but I think it carries on. And actually, if you listen to the words, or you read the lyrics.
Yeah.
The lyrics, because they are called lyrics because it's a song.
No, it's
right?
Words. It's not. It's a monologue. It is not lyrics.
Okay. Well, if you read the monologue, the advice is still, it is timeless.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not disagreeing with any of that. I'm just saying, if you're releasing a song, then sing.
I thought you were dissing my choice.
No. No, I'm dissing the fact that it's not a song. It's a monologue.
Right.
You know, I'll just, excuse me a minute, I'm just about to fall off my high horse. I just need to straighten myself up.
Right, we're going to listen to the end of this, and then we'll come back for... Oh God, how long have we... Oh, it's still got a 4 minutes to go. So let's see what he's saying. Hang on.
Prices will rise. Politicians will philander. You too will get old. And when you do, you'll fantasize that when you were young, prices were reasonable, politicians were noble, and children respected their elders.
That was a bit deep. That was quite timely.
See, it's a monologue. It's not a song.
A song. It's a song. It's a
I'm
song.
Sorry.
It's a song.
Maybe you'll have a wealthy spouse, but you never know when either one might run out. Don't mess too much with your hair, or by the time you're 40, it will look 85.
Don't mess too much with your hair. Is that written for me or what?
Be patient with those who supply it. Advice is a form of nostalgia. Dispensing it is a way of fishing the past from the disposal, wiping it off, painting over the ugly parts, and recycling it for more than it's worth. But trust me, on the sunscreen.
There you go. Trust me on the sunscreen.
I do trust you, but I also trust the fact that it's not a song.
Right, we're going to differ on that one, but I just thought that was quite a little... I'm quite impressed with myself. I managed to slip that one in there.
Just slip it in there as you do.
Right, okay, so what were we going to talk... Oh, Ricky Valance has sadly passed away.
Who is Ricky Valance?
Ricky Valance sang, "Tell Laura I Love Her." You don't want me singing.
No.
That probably doesn't even actually help anybody with the song. Let me just find the...
Isn't that one that's got talking in it?
I don't know, probably. Shall I try and find it? Oh no, because that's going to be like too much. I'm trying to find the news report about it, to be quite honest with you. Bear with me one second.
She's got to bear with her. Careful.
Why can't I find it? Oh, because there's all the...
My sister-in-law's called Laura.
Is she?
Yeah.
Have you told her you love her?
Well, not today.
All right, okay. So Ricky Valance dies age 84. Star
that's
who
not
sang...
a bad inning.
No, it's not. Star who sang "Tell Laura I Love Her" passes away in hospital after a long battle with dementia. But this was the bit... I'm getting mixed up with the La Bamba film or something like that.
Yes, you will be.
Right.
It's easy to do.
Right. So, that's why I was very surprised when I read the report that he was born in Wales, worked in the mines before joining the RAF. And then, where did the bit? I see. Gosh, this is very unprepared. Oh, Valance clubbed in the north of England in 1957 and toured with Johnny Kidd and the Pirates, the Ted Heath Orchestra, Dave Berry and the Cruisers, and then he signed with Columbia, and he had huge success with the song "Tell Laura I Love Her." It was just with him clubbing around the north of England. I'm thinking, like, hang on a minute,
you're seeing him at a rave.
No, I was thinking more of the workmen's clubs doing the bingo. And,
oh right, yeah, that's the other option.
Phoenix Knight style.
Oh, I love that.
I wasn't actually thinking of him doing, you know, those personal appearances in nightclubs along with the TOWIE crew.
Celebrities don't do that anymore, do they?
No,
I mean, we've nightclubs, yeah.
Nobody does, but
no, there was "Tell Laura I Love Her," and there was another one that was also about a car crash.
Oh, I don't know.
And it was about the same time. And like my mum would, they'd always be on a cassette, like one after the other.
Right.
But I think tell her that I always remember the end bit where the car screeches, goes no, 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 no. It's very dramatic.
I think we'll have to look that one up because I don't think I've heard that one. Right. And on that note, I think we'll just have to bring it back up from death,
shall we? Yeah. Let's cheer ourselves up.
Let's have
with
a
what?
Bit of status quo.
Ribble FM plays music like this. And this.
Shiny, happy people holding.
And this.
This is gonna be the best day of my life. My life.
Love music. Love Ribble FM. Ribchester, Warley, Longridge. This is your local radio station. This is Ribble FM. At Bowker Motor Group, our car and motorcycle service and parts departments are now fully open. And we want to reassure our customers across the BMW, Mini, Porsche, Harley-Davidson and BMW Motorrad range that we will ensure we safely meet the needs of our customers and staff whilst keeping our community safe. Visit BowkerMotorGroup.com to inquire or book online.
The joy in the journey.
Bowker, keeping Lancashire moving since 1919.
It's time for some truth. Time to settle once and for all that nagging doubt about whether you've been missold. If you've lost money on a stocks and shares ISA or investment bond sold by a bank as a claims management company, Goodwin Barrett could get to the truth and deliver you compensation. You could do all this yourself and refer to the Financial Ombudsman for free, but there are so many other things you may want to do with your time. So text LOST to 78900. That's LOST to 78900. Time for some truth.
This is the sound of one of our customers sleeping soundly at night. They're sleeping soundly because they know their IT system is being looked after by Blue Rock IT. They aren't worried about their office server. They know their network is secure. So if your IT system is keeping you awake at night, visit bluerockit.co.uk or call 0333 050 9339. Just make sure you do it quietly.
Ramsbottom Kitchen Company is open. The showroom has been deep cleaned and disinfected, and we have social distancing in place for your peace of mind.
So if you're ready to start your journey towards an incredible new kitchen, visit Ramsbottom Kitchen Company.
There's up to 50% off selected kitchens and up to £1,000 cash back on Neff appliances.
And with our free design and plan service, it's the perfect time to start your kitchen journey.
Find inspiration at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk. Proud of our name, proud of our reputation. Ripple FM.
Everybody was kung fu.
Enjoyed that little bit of danceability, shall we say? Danceability.
From a proper song.
I'm not going into this again, definitely not. Right, I just realised today as well, should have been Trooping the Colour.
Should have been, absolutely.
Should have been Trooping the Colour for the Queen's birthday. And I was reading a report this morning before I set off to the studio how the annual celebrations were going to be changed, obviously, for lockdown purposes.
Yes.
So, normally... This Trooping the Colour is to celebrate the Queen's official birthday, I think, which is 21st of June. So it's always on the nearest Saturday, yeah. Isn't it? So normally there is, you know, sort of like pomp and ceremony and everything. So parade, military procession, red arrows flying past, royal family gathering on the balcony at Buckingham Palace. And, you know, and the mall is usually full of people watching the parade and everything like that. So this year, I mean, it's already been on the TV. So if you've watched it, you know, I think I might have a quick squiz at it later. But so instead of royal fans lining the streets and the royal family arriving at Buckingham Palace in their usual horses and carriages, everything's been moved over to to Windsor Castle, where the Queen's been isolated, yes, with the Duke of Edinburgh. And they are having, a military ceremony within the quadrangle. Of, yes, Windsor Square. So they're still going to do sort of like the military drills and the playing of the bands and everything. And the ceremony will conclude with a second salute before the Queen's departure. But nobody else is going to be there, I don't think. Now, I might be wrong because, like I said, I've not seen it on television. I can't see there being any dignitaries being invited to it. I think it'll just be the parade past and the salute and everything like that. But... I mean, I won't say I'm a royalist, but I do like the fact that we have a royal family. I think it's very important for our tourism.
Yes.
I have no qualms with there being money put aside to, you know, sort of like underpin the royal family. Mm-hmm. And I think they do a lot of good work for charity as figureheads,
yeah, yeah,
and everything,
absolutely,
like that. And there are people who will massively, massively disagree, yeah, with me. But I think it's really nice. I mean, the Queen's an old lady. I was talking to my husband about this last night. She's 92. Her husband's 99. And I know they are extremely well cared for. Mm-hmm. But so that does not stop you from... that does not help you reach an older age. You know, so,
yeah,
things can happen, you know. So it's like nobody knows exactly how long we've got on this earth. She is a good age. She is the longest serving monarch. She is, you know, the oldest serving monarch. Not just in Europe, but I think almost worldwide.
And I think she does... above anything else, I think she does a wonderful job of uniting people.
She does.
And
I think she gets a lot of flack for it on social media,
yes,
from a younger crowd who probably don't understand the necessity of the royal family.
Can I
just say as well, but before we go into it on the positive sense, just think, if we didn't have a royal family, the main figurehead would be Boris Johnson, just as is in America, the main figurehead is Donald Trump. And
exactly.
I don't want that.
You need a sort of...
A positive
side to it. I mean, my mother's from London. Well, she'll tell you Oxfordshire, but it sounds posher. So they're all royalists.
Yeah.
My grandmother, my mother's side, worked for the royal family as a nanny.
Ah, right.
I don't know which royal she worked for, but she...
You'll
she
have
was,
to find out.
Well, none of us know, because my grandma's dead.
Oh, right.
So it's a bit hard to ask her now, isn't it?
Sworn to secrecy. Took it to her deathbed.
Took it to her grave, she did. So they were very into the royal family, because that was part of their life, and part of their, you know, a day out would be to go and see the Trooping of the Colour.
Yeah.
Or to go and see the palace.
Yeah.
You know, or my favourite days out were always to go to Windsor Castle. Windsor's a beautiful place.
It is. It is absolutely beautiful.
And I absolutely insist it is a castle.
A castle.
It's not a castle.
It's a castle.
Well,
that's your accent, though, isn't it? We're not going to go into accents. But yeah, like I said, I'm not...
I
would not fight for the royal family, although, you know, it's just like my son does.
I was going to say.
but I really do think they are an important part of our nation and our heritage.
I would rather have them than not have them.
Yes.
I think is my baseline view.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not surprised that you agree with me on that, but I did think we might have had a little bit of a difference of opinion, but...
No.
That's good.
No, we only disagree on songs.
Monologues. Right, okay, bit more music for you. I have now got, we might do some of this in the studio as a bit of exercise, Jump Around by House of Pain.
Love it.
From round here, for round here, 106.7 Ribble FM.
Sin. I won't ever slack up. Punk, you better back up. Try and better yet, a Terminator, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, trying to play me up like as if my name was Sega. But I ain't going out like no punk, bitch. Get used to one style, yo, when I might switch it up, up and around, then buck, buck, get down, put out your head, and then you wake up in the dawn of the dead. I'm coming to get ya, I'm coming to get ya, spitting out lyrics, homie, I want ya. I came to get down, I came to get down, so get out your seat and jump around, jump around.
And local across the Ribble Valley, we are Ribble FM.
True, believe it. myself. The rest is up to me. Yeah.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all. But I think you're moving too fast.
Lovely gentle little number from TLC Waterfalls.
It's a sway of that one,
yeah.
Isn't it?
I like that one. I like the video as well because it's done as though they're on an infinity pool, you know, so yeah. Like in water, obviously for waterfalls, and an infinity thing, yeah. But I just like it. It's a nice gentle video to go with the gentle song as well. So
it is. So anyway, I've got a question for you.
Okay, go on.
And I don't know if I've asked you this before.
Go on.
In the movie of your life, who's playing you?
Oh, right. So I would have said Catherine Zeta-Jones as Roxy in Chicago.
Yeah.
I quite like that idea because I think she looks amazing. I don't know who else would play me.
No, it's just that you're wearing a film T-shirt.
I am, yeah. I've got my Basic Instinct T-shirt on.
I've got my Wonder
Woman
hoodie.
Either that or Sue Perkins.
See, I could go with Sue Perkins because she's got the look.
Yes. She's got the look.
Sorry.
No, it's
we
all
really
right.
We shouldn't do that.
No, we shouldn't, should we? Right, okay. I've got a little thing for you, right? And anybody who is listening, what I want you to do at them now is get your mobile phone out.
Got it.
This is something that I only discovered this morning, and I don't know whether I am completely stupid or it's something that everybody knows about and never bothered to tell me.
Right.
Okay. And I want you to have a look at your clock app. So don't open the app, just have a look at the icon that designates your clock app. Now I've got mine in the taskbar at the bottom of my phone, so it's easy access for alarms and things like that. Right, okay. Now, just have a look at it, right? The actual time on the clock app is the actual time of day. Am I the only person in the world that didn't know this?
Well, it's a clock, that's what it does.
Yeah,
that's
I know, but I
job.
Thought it was just like a quick tap, you know, to take you to the app where you can set alarms and stopwatches.
No, not at all.
So, I mean, mine's even got a second hand on it and I never noticed it.
Well, do you know what I recommend?
Go
step
on.
Away from the gym.
Having a lie down.
Yeah. lie down in a darkened room for a moment.
Yeah, with a damp flannel over my forehead. But I was fascinated by that when I looked at it this morning. Oh, really?
Just had a message from one of our friends.
Oh no, go on.
Nikki, you div.
Which friend in inverted commas was that?
Marianne.
Oh, well, there you go.
Hiya, Marianne.
Hello, Marianne. Good morning. I'm not playing you any songs now.
Ever again.
Ever again. I am going to get the Mickey took out of me tonight for that because it's quiz night tonight. So,
well, tell us about quiz tonight.
Well, you've been involved.
I have been involved, but maybe the listener
we
hasn't.
Promised not to mention lockdown in this hour. This did start because of lockdown. Myself and my running friends couldn't get together for our usual, you know, three times a week runs or however many times we get together. So we decided as a one-off we were going to do a quiz night. And this has ended up as a weekly experience. And I say experience because it has ended up with a little bit of one-upmanship. Every quiz has to be better than the previous week. We've had, I've done stuff like picture quizzes and emoji quizzes where you have to go. So what the routine has generally become, we will always have a picture round.
Yes.
Okay. And there'll always be an activity that seemingly we've gone into activities and it's like play school at some point. So last week, for example, Anna, who is ex-primary school teacher, she had sent us an envelope not to be opened until Saturday night. And in the envelope was a few sheets of A4 paper, white paper, a few sheets of blue paper, and a bag of marshmallows, and we had to provide cocktail sticks. And I knew that was going to be making something, but I was not prepared for what was coming up. So because of the SpaceX exhibition the week before, she had us making rockets out of the marshmallows. She had us making paper chains out of the paper. And then, there was a tea bag in there as well, and we had to socially distance ourselves from a mug, and we had to throw the tea bag into the mug. So many times. So, and I was having so much fun on my own that my son and his girlfriend came into the kitchen, sat at opposite ends of the kitchen, watched at me and laughed at me.
Well, Well, that's so, just rude.
I know, but they were enjoying it. And then they hung around to listen to the rest of the quiz questions. It was so funny. But then we've also had, say, you know, collecting objects from around the house. Mm. And then one week you got involved.
I did.
Because we obviously have quite a lot of mutual friends. And the people hosting the quiz that night had asked you to get involved. So
yes. So I did a treasure hunt. So I basically did lots of little clips where I just sent them off to go and find different things in the house.
You did.
Which the funniest of all was, now, anyone listening, you need to check your cupboards because I asked for some out-of-date food.
Now, I thought I was being really clever because I knew there was an out-of-date yoghurt in the fridge, which was about 4 weeks out of date.
Yeah.
And it was due to chuck it out. So I was sat in my kitchen. I immediately reached out for the yoghurt.
Yeah.
And I thought...
So did you get the point for getting it first?
No. Yes, I got the point for getting it first.
Yeah, but then there was a bonus point for the most out-of-date food.
That's correct.
How far back did it go?
Well, on the night, it went back to 1999, if I remember rightly, with a jar of spice.
Yes.
And it was a playoff between two people because we got one at 2003 or something. Then somebody came back with one at 1999. Out of time...
Yeah.
But once somebody had found something out of date, they'd gone, oh, hang on, I'll check that cupboard.
Yeah. But then the thing is, what this led to is the next day. Now, remember, I'm still in this chat and I'm just seeing people abusing each other for being dirty and not checking the cupboards. So they all spent the next day cleaning their kitchen cupboards.
I think the oldest spice was... Old Spice was 1993. And that had moved house on, I think, on three occasions.
We've had food that... you see, the reason why I did this is it's actually an old family game of ours. Because my mother is notorious for... It's a mother story. We haven't had one of them for a while, haven't we?
I was going to say, when's your mother getting involved again?
Well, no, my mother never, ever, ever, ever throws anything away.
Right.
She's a real, like, we might need it one day.
Yeah.
There's currently a tin of soup 2 years out of date sat on the side because she can't bear to throw it away.
This sounds like my grandmother, actually, because she had a pantry. And there was always stuff in the pantry. She'd give us bags of crisps to go home with, and she'd have bought them from B&M Bargains probably 4 years earlier, and then they were out of date when she bought them. So you'd go home with this amazing bag of crisps, but they were soft.
We have a spinny cupboard.
You know what I mean? Carousel.
Yeah, they're quite old-fashioned now, aren't they?
But the very 70s and 80s. Yeah,
so we have one of those. And you can guarantee if you want to find something, you go in there. And every Christmas, the tradition was, we'd find stuff, tell mum about it, then put it back in the cupboard and it'd still be there the next year.
I always remember one year, my sister, she'd peeled all the labels off the tins. And we did, because my mum always had like the tinned veg or the savoury stuff on the top shelf of the carousel and the dessert stuff on the bottom shelf of the carousel. My sister, in her ultimate wisdom, had gone in, taken all the labels off and mixed everything up. So we were on just like tea time surprise for about 4 weeks afterwards.
I love that. That's brilliant. But I mean, it is, if you ever want to encourage, so if you go to someone's house and you think they're a bit minging, just tell them to check the dates in the cupboard and they'll clean it.
That's really nice if you think they're a bit minging. Right, I'm going to bring in the Fun Boy 3 and Bananarama, not to the studio, obviously.
I'm going to say, oh, welcome, guys.
what have you brought with you that's out of date? This. so we're going to play a little bit of Fun Boy 3 and Bananarama, and we'll be back before the end of the show.
Thank you. Listen to Ribble FM anytime, anywhere. Download our dedicated smartphone app. Go to ribblefm.com.
Is your home cold? Is it expensive to heat? Cozy Homes in Lancashire have grants available to help qualifying people with their first-time central heating install, boiler replacements, or loft and cavity wall insulation. So if you think you may qualify, visit the Cozy Homes website at chill.uk.com. That's chill with one L.uk.com. Or make a local rate call to 0330 606 1488. Chill is supported by Lancashire Councils. If you're not eligible, then call for a quote anyway.
It's time for some truth. Time to settle once and for all that nagging doubt about whether you've been missold. If you've lost money on a stocks and shares ISA or investment bonds sold by a bank as a claims management company, Goodwin Barrett could get to the truth and deliver you compensation. You could do all this yourself and refer to the Financial Ombudsman for free, but there are so many other things you may want to do with your time. So text LOST to 78900. That's LOST to 78900. Time for some truth.
Ben and Laura's new house is great, isn't it?
I love all the smart home automation they've got.
I bet you do. You and your gadgets.
Well, yeah. But Ben was telling me how secure their house is now. They went on holiday, didn't have to worry about anything, because their alarm, lighting and heating are all controlled automatically.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Even when they're at work during the day, the house is safe and protected. And, get this, if the kids are late home from school, it tells them.
Okay. Let's get the guys from Innovation Smart Homes to revolutionise our home.
See Innovation Smart Homes on social media or visit innovationsmarthomes.co.uk for more info and advice.
Renovating a barn or outbuilding, repairing, extending or making good an existing property. It's so much easier when you trust the company you are working with. With over 20 years' experience, Ribble Valley Building and Developments Limited should be the first choice for your next project. We have a team of fully qualified builders to see your project from beginning to end. It may not have been obvious before, but it should be now. Now, Ribble Valley Building and Developments Limited. Renovation, repair, building for the future. Visit ribblevalleybuilders.co.uk or call us on 0330 400 5448.
Well, it's now that time of the show, that time of the day where we have to close the show down, basically.
Very sadly.
I know, I hate this bit. I could happily sit here for another couple of hours.
Don't say that, and please listening.
I know,
like, that's a four-hour show for you on a Saturday then, girls.
Right, well, I'll tell you what we've got coming up. So, what have we got? Oh, that's Friday. We're on Saturday.
She doesn't even know what day it is. Never mind where the clock is on a phone.
I'm on the slowest computer in the world. I know I've got Rob Charles coming up next.
Apparently.
And then we've got house music tonight. I can't remember which order it goes in. Why is this computer not working? Anyway, I'll come back to that
Nikki,
in a minute.
Nikki has single-handedly broken the studio today. We've had an amazing refit. The studio looks fantastic. Mm. And Nikki's just broken it.
I haven't broken it. I tweaked a slider.
Yes.
And so there may have been some illicit content going out, which I'm going to have to listen back to. And I apologise profusely if that's happened. Anyway, what have you got coming up this weekend, Rowena?
This weekend, my watch is going for a run tomorrow with my son.
It is, that's right.
Yes. Nothing really.
Right.
The trouble is, and we're not talking about lockdown, we're not, but there is nothing to talk about.
No, that's true.
Because you go, what have you done? Nothing.
We said exactly this last week, though, and that's why, you know, I'm trying to find some happy news stories to share and things like that. Right.
Good luck with that one, then.
I know, yeah. So I found the schedule. So we've got, as I mentioned, Rob Charles coming up next with the songs that don't play on radio anymore. Then we've got Solid Gold Saturday with Swanee taking you 3 to 6 o'clock. Country music show with Georgia B, 6 till 7. Ooh. Getting Ready with Lee Mack from 7 till 9. And then we've got Graham Park with his house music and the Swift Sessions with Graham Swift taking you up to midnight here on Ribble FM.
That's a full old schedule. Really,
I love the Saturday schedule. It's amazing. There's some banging tunes going out at night.
I mean, the trouble with Saturday is there's no Come Dine with Me.
which
right now, that's in all honesty, that's what my life. I can tell you, right, this is really sad. BBC News.
Yeah.
Vine on 5. Find Something Random.
Yeah.
And then just a whole host of Come Dine With Me, followed by Real Housewives of different locations.
Oh, good God, no. I can't. See, we've got so many different tastes in
I know.
Televisual experiences.
And there's some of the ones that I'm watching you really
Well, you have to watch. You have to look up I'll Get This.
Definitely.
You're going to binge watch that.
Definitely so, going to do
right,
that.
Right, well,
closing off the show with the usual studio disco. We are live on Facebook at the moment via my profile, so if you want to join us on that, you'll see us cleaning the studio and having a bit of a boogie. I've got One Direction, What Makes You Beautiful,
and
then
everything.
Sound of the Underground by Girls Aloud. Thank you so much to Craig's Energy for sponsoring the show. It has been, we hope, the rest of your week is as wonderful as this show has been.
Absolutely.
So, and thank you so much for joining us here on Ribble FM. I'm going to start the studio disco and we'll see you same time next week.
Bye.
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way that you are is enough. Everyone else in the room can see it. Everyone else but you. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your head gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know, oh, oh. You don't know you're beautiful. If only you saw what I can see, you'd understand why I want you so desperately. Right now I'm looking at you and I can't believe. You don't know, oh, oh. You don't know you're beautiful, oh, oh. That's what makes you beautiful.
Listen to us on 106.7 FM via the app for all smartphones, streaming from our website and on smart speakers.
Play Ribble FM.
This is your local radio station. This is Ribble FM.